A reading from the Gospel according to John. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethsaida, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It's the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take it up and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you've been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. I suppose most of us at one time or another have moaned about rules and regulations. But oddly enough, when it comes to our faith life, sometimes we go in the opposite direction. We're not content with the great commandment to love God and love one another. Although if we really observe that, it's really all we need to live a holy life. But we're not content with that. We make up rules for ourselves, and many of these rules are perhaps more devotional than anything else. They don't actually transform our lives. They don't make us glowing examples of what a good Christian should be. It was a bit like that with the Jews, well, it still is with Orthodox Jews and their observance of the Sabbath. It's no bad thing to have a day of rest, a day when you're free from the sort of obligation that a job imposes, for instance, a day when you have more time to work on your relationship with God. Unfortunately, in many countries today, certainly in Western Europe where I live, Sunday, which is what the Sabbath was for the Jews, Sunday is the day of the shopping center. People don't spend more time with God, they spend more money. And there's got to be a better way to occupy our Sundays. But the risk is that we may go to the other extreme, that we pack our Sundays with being so church-centered that we actually forget about loving our neighbor. Now, Jesus consistently broke away from that. It was people who were suffering that got his attention. We know that he went to the synagogue, as we go to church, and participated actively in the liturgy there. But when he saw someone in need of help, he didn't stop to think, "Oh, it's the Sabbath, I can't do anything." He just reached out. And in this case, he got the man that he'd healed into trouble for carrying his mat on a Sunday. Well, on a Sabbath, sorry, not Sunday, but the Sabbath. Because among the things you weren't supposed to do on the Sabbath was carry anything heavy. But Jesus was free of the sort of rigidity that was typical of the scribes and Pharisees. And he freed this man and many other people from the sort of paralysis, physical and moral, that would hinder a true relationship with God. it interesting, too, that the man in this story had gone straight to the temple, to the place of worship. And that's where he met Jesus again. That's where Jesus offered him the best possible advice to liberate him, not from physical problems, but from the moral paralysis that is sin. If this man followed Jesus' advice, he'd be liberated in a much more radical sense than just from his long illness. Just, you know what I mean. It's not just, but a physical illness is much less serious than a moral illness. Liberation. Sunday, for us, is our day of liberation. That's the day on which Jesus freed us from the chains of death by showing us that he was free, showing us what true liberation looks like when he revealed himself, resurrected, to Mary Magdalene. In the words of the spiritual, thank God Almighty, we're free at last.